This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It has been a year for equities in this economy, quite the 12-month rally in stocks. The bond market has been interesting. Alternative investments have gotten some love, too. Bitcoin has bounced back. Caveat crypto emptor, it should go without saying. But investments go down, too. And in one particular case, down and down and then down some more. What, might you ask, is the thing of which I speak? Well, here's a hint or two. Goes by an acronym. Was one of the hottest investments in the markets a couple of years ago. Think art and cryptocurrency. Kind of mashed up. Any guesses? Come on, you know this one. NFTs, non-fungible tokens. According to a recent review by the crypto marketing firm Dapp Gamble, 95% of all NFTs are now worthless. Stacey Vanek Smith is on the Marketplace desk of What the Heck Happened Today.
NFTs. Did we know what they were? No. Did that stop us from buying them? No. 23 million people bought NFTs, and they were everywhere. Last year, NFTs popped up in Super Bowl ads, White House speeches, Saturday Night Live skits. Making so much money. Can you please explain what's an NFT? I can try. An NFT is a drawing or a video clip you buy with cryptocurrency on the blockchain. It's like a little piece of property you own in cyberspace. Still confused? Yeah, so were a lot of people. But it didn't seem to slow anybody down.
I definitely have FOMO. I'm like, what the heck is going on?
Claudia Hess is an art appraiser in San Francisco. She jumped into the NFT market a couple years ago.
And it was hell, let me tell you.
Really?
It was so complicated. And I'm like, has there ever been a freaking harder way to buy art?
Probably not.
The biggest, you know, knock upside my head was dissecting the Beeple sale.
The Beeple sale happened in March of 2021. Christie's auctioned off a collection of NFTs from artist Beeple. Here is the Christie's recording of the artist as the bids got higher and higher.
$69 million. I think it probably means digital art is here to stay.
$69 million. After that moment, NFT sales took off. There were reportedly 12,000 NFT sales happening every day. Kyle Heiss was involved in a few of those. Actually, more than a few.
Like hundreds, I would say.
Heiss works for a tech company in San Francisco. He'd been collecting NFTs for years. But after the Beeple sale, the money got big, and he kind of got swept up, too. One day, he found himself shelling out $3,000 for one NFT.
Did you pause at all thinking, like, this is a lot of money to spend on this?
It's like, yeah, it's $3,000. Like, I've never even bought a car that's worth that much money.
The NFT in question? Pancake Squad, number 2145.
What did it look like?
I have no idea.
For the record, it's a cartoon of a chubby purple bunny in a little red cap. Heiss doesn't remember because the picture wasn't the point.
I was like, this is easily going to go up in price. I can flip this NFT.
Heiss did flip Pancake Squad number 2145, nearly doubled his money. Deals like that helped the NFT market balloon to more than $25 billion last year. And then the bottom fell out of the whole cryptocurrency market. Between the collapse of FTX and all of the scandals and trials that followed, the price of crypto cratered. And so did NFTs.
I still think the NFTs are funny, but they're worthless now.
Heiss lost thousands on his investments, and he got off easy. Now, regulators have descended on NFTs. The Securities and Exchange Commission recently settled with NFT issuer Impact Theory for $6 million. State regulators are also taking action, and lawsuits of all stripes are hammering the NFT space.
Hello, my name is John Jasnok. I'm an attorney at Scott & Scott.
Jasnok represents a group of investors who lost big on a collection of NFTs known as the Bored Ape Yacht Club. They were cartoon drawings of apes, but people were more interested in who was buying the apes.
Madonna, Steph Curry, Jimmy Fallon, Snoop Dogg.
Justin Bieber dropped $1.3 million on an NFT of a forlorn-looking ape wearing a T-shirt.
There were certain perks that would go to holders, you know, admission to parties and events. It was really promoted as a way to rub elbows with the stars.
Those elbows did not come cheap. One of Jasnok's clients paid $400,000 for a Bored Ape NFT.
The value of these assets has just plummeted.
Justin Bieber's $1.3 million NFT is now worth an estimated $60,000. But there's evidence the NFT market is starting to come back to life. Prices have stabilized, and investment bank UBS just issued a pretty optimistic outlook for the tokens. Collector Kyle Heiss says he's hanging on to his NFTs.
Maybe one day I'll wake up and I'll have a $2,000 NFT in my wallet. You can't participate in the lottery if you don't play, right?
After all, in a world where fuzzy bunnies and apes in t-shirts can go for millions, you just never know. I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.